So quarter two is upon us. East Meadow have the ball as senior Harry Nicholson brings it up. Guarded by Daly. Passes it out to number 20. Number 20 with the two fouls. Passes it into number 22. He's going to get it up top. Looks. Fake. Passes it back to the corner. Number 22 is off the mark. Sonicar bring it up. Passes it out to Daly. Daly looks. Pumps, fakes, and hits. It's going to be Schreiber ball.
He's retained possession.
Mark Daly looking to inbound the ball. Up top to Sonnenklaar, passes it out to Matt Schmitz. Matt Schmitz, no good for that point.
What we saw in the first quarter, Port was able to get inside and create open looks there. They do still have their big man, Lewis Blakeman, so I think they should look to get him more opportunities inside.
As that shot from Sultan, no good. Mark Daly passing it out to Matt Schmitz in the corner. Corner three, hits the rim and no good. No good for Matt Schmitz as Harry Nicholson drives and fouled. Nicholson to the line and that foul committed by Harry Sonnenklaar of the Schreiber Vikings.
Sonnenklaar hit first, the team's third. Shooting two,
Breeze
Meadow, Harry Nicholson.
Harry Nicholson at the line. Shooting two.
As the first free throw is good, we see East Meadow trying to cut into this lead, but so far unsuccessful. They let it slip away from them early in the quarter, and they've been playing good basketball, but just right now, they need to play even better than Ford to cut into the lead.
As Nicholson hits the second free throw, Sonnenklaar bringing up, passing to Daly, looks inside, Blakeman again inside, and Blakeman good for the basket with a great move on the post.
And they've been playing really well with Lewis Blakeman getting him looks inside.
Big man, Sultan Mizra for East Meadow, passes it out to Harry Nicholson. Harry Nicholson guarded by Daly, signaling. Cuts right, passes it up top to Daly with that keyboard. Daly's going to look for Sonnenklaar. Sonnenklaar to the corner of Schmitz again. Schmitz pass intercepted by Nero Williams. Wacky shot, blocked. Looked like a block to us, but called a foul by Mark Daly. Harry Nicholson to go to the line court. And shoot two.
To the line shooting two.
As Nicholson misses the first shot, Joe Melkonian and Johnny Bellino check in for Port as Lewis Blakeman and Christian Schwartzman check out.
East Meadows missed a lot of their free throws. Nicholson hits the second. They really need to hit their three throws if they're going to come to the three.
Yeah, now the score is 20-11, and they really haven't really changed that deficit as much as I'm sure they would have liked to. As Sonnenklaar looks, fakes, passes it into Daly, double team. No foul call there, as number 23 for the East Meadow, she has to bring it up. Harry Nicholson looks, fakes. Three-pointer off the mark as Matt Schmitz gets the board for Port Vikings.
On that last play for Port, they had Mark Daly inside and they're missing that big man presence with Lewis Blakeman sitting on the bench.
As that pass is intercepted by Sultan Mizra, he passes it to number 23, Corey Forer. He'll look fake out to Harry Nicholson, guarded by Joe, brings it inside, and Forer for three off the mark, scored by Schmitz, but a foul called. On number 22 of East Meadow, arguing with that left right there. So, Port will get the ball.
Dean Lance at his second, the team's fourth.
Shoots Smith will drive it in, inside, blocked by number 22 of the Jets. As Joe will throw it up to Daly, Sonnenklar, out to Joe. Joe Malcolm drive, basket good, report. As Sultan Mizo bring it up for East Meadow. On that exchange right there, a lot of timeouts called, none of them granted, so East Meadow have the ball here. Off the foot of Joe Malconian, passes it up, fast break to Daly. Nice shot from Daly for 2 points, timeout by East Meadow.
Port has really done well getting out in transition. That's what's helped them in that second quarter. Bruce Blakeman has been out for a few minutes until they're playing a little smaller, a little faster, and that's how they're able to extend their lead.
So what is one thing that you would say that East Meadow needs to work on to cut that deficit that they're facing right now?
Well, they're definitely a lot bigger than Port. So get inside, get it to your big man, and create opportunities. Port Washington is doing what East Meadow should be doing. And really, realistically, East Meadow has a lot more guys that are bigger. They should use them, play big, and play to their advantages. And ultimately, that's what should help them out in the long term for this game.
Absolutely. And while Port has that 24-11 lead right now, they're not playing perfect themselves too. I think that they need to focus on getting a lot more rebounds and not messing up those silly mistakes that they're doing, passing a lot of their balls away on turnovers. So I think both teams have stuff to work on going into the last 4 minutes of this half.
East Meadow inbound. Inside, Port up 24-11 with just under 4 minutes and 30 seconds to go in the second quarter. Guarded intensely by Gary Mirza, forces up a shot and it's no good. Joe Malconian on the rebound and the outlet to Mark Daly. Pass to Sonnenklar, thought about it, drives, pulls up, and it's a bit too strong. Going the other way to East Meadow, Mirza on the outside. Harry Nicholson loses his handle but gets it back, guarded by Malconian. Inside to Mirza again, a fadeaway three, and it's no good, and it goes over the backboard. Mirza, he's not playing too well right now. He's forcing up a lot of shots. Daly inside, reverse layup. 15-point lead for Port Washington.
And so Daly playing well for the Vikings right now. I think, as we said before, they got to cut some of those sloppy turnovers and missed rebounds, but overall I think Daly is helping right now out of the guys on the court.
And here's Mizzou, pass outside to Porter, pass to the corner again, and the shot is good for three. East Meadow. Mark Daly to Joe Malconian. Inside for Smith, a dangerous pass. They will come down with it, and he's fouled. He's going to shoot two. Hard foul there.
There's been a lot of those fouls, I think, against Port. A lot of those heavy, hard-looking fouls, and I think that goes back to what we said in the beginning of it's going to be a competitive game, and it's going to be a tough physical game for Port because East Meadow has a lot of those bigger guys on the court right now.
For sure, and Matt Smith misses the first free throw. Everybody's still in the game. Nobody subbed out. The second free throw, Smith is up and no good. Rebounded by Mirza. So that trip comes up empty. Good foul by East Meadow. Oh, it's blocked by Bellini. And Smith falls on it, but it ends up going back to East Meadow. Pass outside to Mirza. Fakes the three. Pulls up. Passes it inside. And it's no good. Joe Malconian on the rebound. Mark Daly, he tries a three, and it's good.
So with that three-pointer good from Daly, I just want to go back to that block shot by Bellini on the other end. Great job by Bellini blocking that shot. However, it looked like Sonnenklar to me drew a charge that wasn't called. as it looked like it could have been a dangerous injury. He kind of bent back and fell to the ground. I think his feet were set. I think that should have been a charge call, but great job by Bellini getting that block, as Port has it on their end of the court.
Alright, here's Simon Carr after the made three by Harry Nicholson. Bailey inside to Smith. 16 seconds after Simon Carr at the top of the key, and it's just an errant pass on bound. East Meadow has a chance to cut into this lead, make it a 10 and 9 point lead on this next possession.
Checking out the game for the Jets, number one, Seahawk Singh. Here is Dean Lanza.
Checking in for the Jets, the East Meadow Jets, and here we go.
As we enter this last 2 minutes of this first half, Port leading 29-17. Obviously, East Meadow wants to cut that lead. Cut that deficit, and I'm not sure that they will the way they're playing right now.
And it's tipped out of bounds. They call it on Port, and East Meadow will retain possession. Chris Fuller will throw it out of bounds. Out to Harry Nicholson, guarded by Joe Milkerman. Crossover inside. That's the thing. He's just been inserted into the game. Mirza forces up another shot, but this one is good. And the lead is 10 for Port Washington, 29-19 with a minute 24 to go. That's the Daly inside. Finds Joe Melkonian. He drives. Dream shake. No shot. Double teamed and pump. No good. So East Meadow again with a good defensive stop. And here's Harry Nicholson. Ball tipped and taken by Daly.
With 1 minute left in this.
Mark Daly, bad pass, and it's going the other way. Harry Nicholson, Euro step.
And out of bounds, last touch by the Vikings.
And they're going to call it an out of bounds on Port Washington.
East Meadow ball.
East Meadow takes the ball. Harry Nicholson to inbound, to Mirza, to Fuller. Sing out to Nicholson, and he steps out of bounds. And they're going to call
offensive foul. Goes against number 10, Nick Williams. His first, the team's sixth.
All right, foul on Williams. Offensive foul on Port. Has chance to go 2-for-1 here if they hurry up. Inside. Throws up a shot and it's no good.
The shot clock turns off for this half. 23 seconds on the board.
And Mirza inside, but no good. And Melkonian on the rebound. Mark Daly with 12 seconds. He's gonna go ISO. 8. Alright, pass to Smith. Simon Clark for 3, it's no good. Joe Melkonian with the foul. Gets fouled going up on the shot, and he'll take 2 free throws with 8/10 of a second to go.
That should all but do it for this half. Not much you can do with 8/10 of a second. So we'll get these free throws from Joe. Some shot will be chucked up, most likely not good, and it'll be halftime in this one.
Alright, so here's Melkonian from the line. His first free throw is good. Bounces off the rim and up. And it is in. Second shot. Good again. And Shane throws it up. A bit too late. And then first half. The Washington Vikings up 12. 31-19. What did you take away from this first half?
Sorry, what was that?
What did you take away from this first half?
I took away that, I think, going back to what we said in the beginning, it's going to be an aggressive big man game for Port, and it has been. You know, I think they've gotten on the front half of that as the Port touch take the field. The Port, I'm sorry. They've played big, they've played strong in the paint, like we said, Lewis and Mark. have both done a great job of that. But I think that they need to get better with their turnovers and their offensive boards.
And now we have the quartet, so we'll come back for the second half. Enjoy.
Getting ready for the start of the second half in the Coasters versus Coaster game here on this cold Tuesday night in the Schreiber Gym. We have Port up 31-19 as we start the third quarter. I'm Russell North alongside Max Finkelstein here for the second broadcast of the Port Washington Vikings boys basketball varsity team. Shot by Malconia, no good, but Spear on the board.
And right there, I want to mention, I thought that coming out of this half, they were going to look a lot stronger and bigger in the paint. But right there, that's a clear showing that they still need to work on that. Spear had a couple of shots right there that he missed inside. So that's still going to be a focus that I think that Port needs to focus on. But Blakeman going inside big to the paint and being fouled. So Blakeman will shoot two.
Yeah, and Washington has really been using Lewis Blakeman. He's been playing really well this game. Lewis. So let's see if they could keep him going. The first shot by Blakeman. Good. Shot by Blakeman is good again. East Meadow to inbound. Harry Nicholson.
Port here wants to get that lead up early. I can tell they're going with that aggressive mindset, having daily press on that recent inbound.
Here's Williams inside for Musa, outside to the top of the key again. Nicholson gets it again, and he shoots and scores. And 33-21 with 7 minutes and 10 seconds to go. John Bellini, Joe Malconian, outside, inside, Ben Spear, back to Bellini on the outside, had a shot, passed it up. Mark Bailey, inside, outside, great ball movement, 14 seconds. Lewis Blakeman traveled with it.
East Meadow ball.
And East Meadow will take possession. Harry Nicholson up top, guarded by Malconian. He drives inside, and it's a charge. Joe Malconian able to draw the charge.
Offensive foul. Meadow, number 2, Harry Nicholson. That's his second, the team's second.
East Meadow, 2 fouls already in this third quarter. And we're only less than 2 minutes in. Something they need to focus on, obviously, going forward in this third quarter.
And they don't want to get them into the bonus. So here's John Bellini, Ben Spear, who's on the 3-point line, out to Mark Daly. They wave off the shot. You get 3 in the key.
3 seconds violation on the Vikings.
Lewis Blakeman. And so East Meadow will take the ball. And so here's Fulton Minka playing an okay game to this point. And a nice shot on the fadeaway to cut this lead to 10. Ben Spear for Lewis Blakeman. And Malconian. Maybe a double dribble, could have gotten away with it, but misses the shot, but able to retain possession. Joe Malconian again. Pass the ball to John Bellini. Ben Spear. Inside to Lewis Blakeman, and he's able to score. One thing I've noticed is Ben Spear is the big man, he's the center, but Lewis Blakeman is using the paint a lot more than Ben Spear.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't know what it is, but Lewis is just looking very good this game. Maybe it's the matchups they have in terms of who's guarding who. I don't know really how it's turning out this way, but I like having Blakeman in the center because he's taller. I mean, Spear coming in at 6'3", Blakeman 6'4", so I like having Blakeman in there. He's more athletic, I think, and is getting more baskets.
of Melkonian.
He's from Melkonian. The assist from Lewis Gleeman.
On the assist from Gleeman.
23, 3 minutes into the
great ball half. Movement. And Port needs to get back on defense. Harry Nicholson with a nice pass outside, but the three-pointer is no good. And Melkonian on another rebound. Pushing it in transition to Mark Gales. Bellini in the corner for three, and it's good! And Bobby Cox, the head coach of East Meadow, takes the timeout. 4:42 in the third. Here we have a timeout, and we'll study that.
30-second timeout for East Meadow. 4:42 remaining in the third quarter. Vikings lead 40-23.
So with Schreiber having this 40-23 lead, obviously they're doing something right here. They're getting inside, getting those buckets, and hitting those key shots. So obviously positive to look out for Port and East Meadow in their timeout. Looking to drop a couple of plays, and they want to come out of this timeout explosive to cut the 17-point deficit they're facing in this one.
So East Meadow to take the ball, take possession, and here's Sultan Mizzo. He's playing pretty well, but another fadeaway, but this time they're getting a lot of white jerseys inside to get that rebound. Margeli pushes Ben Spear, and here we go. But Harry Nicholson on the steal, and Blakeman trying to get it back, but ultimately it's not. Pull up by Harry Nicholson, and it's good.
Well, that's good for number 10 of 2, Harry Nicholson.
Lead cut to 15 with 4:06 to go. Ben Spear inside, outside to John Bellini. Joe Melkonian. Shots up and good.
Melkonian to the lane off the Bledsoe and good.
So Port Washington moving the ball around in this third quarter. The three by Harry Nicholson is no good. What do you have to say? What do you have to say about how they're playing?
No basket, traveling violation, Jets ball.
So Blakeman with that nice move going inside and getting called back for a travel violation. What were you saying before that happened?
They've been moving the ball around a lot this quarter, the Vikings. How do you think that's going to affect the outcome of this game?
You know, I think it's good. You know, getting that, moving the ball is always good as that hits off Bellini's foot and East Meadow in return possession. But you know, I like them moving the ball around a lot. You know, they have those guys that can shoot the three pointers, and they also have the guys Daly and Spear and Blakeman inside. That being said, they got to be careful with moving that ball because in the first half they had a couple of crucial turnovers on those passes. They got to be really careful if they're going to move that ball around.
And here's Harry Nicholson. Outside, guarded by Melkonian. Excuse me. And he's inside. Spin move and the shot. He's been playing well this quarter. He's had the last 4 points for East Meadow. Ben Spear on the outside. Finds Daly, the floater, but short. Rebound over by Nilo Williams. To Harry Nicholson again. Behind the back, inside, outside, and it's good.
Nicholson for two.
And East Meadow takes the timeout right before Port gets possession.
2:41 to go in the third quarter.
East Meadow will take a full timeout here, so they want to draw up something and Coach obviously has a plan, so it'll be exciting to see what they can do coming out of the half. So we've seen almost the full three quarters of play so far. What is one thing you think East Meadow can do to come back in this one?
So they need to really, they are forcing up a lot of shots. And they're taking a lot of outside shots that I think they can have better opportunities inside. They're only down 15, so they have a lot of time left. 10 minutes and 40 seconds in this entire game. I think that they could make a run and ultimately come back if they play smart basketball. They cannot force up any more shots.
Absolutely. So Port on the court right now. Looks like the starting lineup of this game: Bellini, Malconian, Blakeman, Daly, and Spear. Bellini will inbound it to Malconian, who will bring it up. Guarded by number 23 for East Meadow, Chris Fuller. Daly looks to Spear. Spear fakes the three, drives in to Daly. Double teamed, loses it. Spear gets the ball and is fouled on the shot. Spear go to the line, foul. Foul on number 23, Chris Fuller.
And Port is playing beautiful basketball. They've been doing this since the beginning of the game. And it's really opened their lead. They're up by 15 now with a chance for a three-point play.
As Spears sinks that free throw, Chris Fuller for East Meadow inbound it to Harry Nicholson. Nicholson guarded by Malconian. Comes up the left side, hits number 20 up top for East Meadow. East Meadow back to Harry Nicholson, inside guarded by Blakeman. Harry Nicholson outside on three, pumps, fakes, and up top. Pass tipped by Ben Spear, who will lead the fast break charge for Port. Inside to Bellini, Bellini loses control, throws it up. Malconian passes that pass. Malconian pass tipped, Harry Nicholson drives up the court.
A lot of fast basketball going on right now.
Nicholson will try and force a pass inside to Sultan Mizra, but pass tipped. Blakeman looks, fakes, out to Joe Malconian for three. Spear up top, looks inside to Malconian. Blakeman will bring it in. Johnny Bellini for three, just short. Joe Malconian with the rebound, no good, and he is fouled on that second attempt. Joe Malconian will shoot two. Right there, that's a key example, I think, of what you can say they need to be better on, is those mixed layups. I get it, there's a lot of big men in there affecting those shots, but you got to be better when it comes to those first shots.
No doubt.
So number 20, Harris Sonnenklar, check in for Schreiber as Suhan Singh will check in number one for Chris Fordler. So with the Vikings leading 46-29 and Malconian sinking that shot, making it 47-29 with 1:30 left in the third quarter. Sultan Mizra will bring the ball up for East Meadow, passes that to Harry Nicholson. Harry Nicholson up top, guarded by Malconian. Out to Williams. Williams passes inside to Mizra. Mizra no good, pass tip. As Marte, a silly play right there. It's going to be court ball anyway, but he skips it as it is going out. So East Meadow will retain possession. Harry Nicholson will inbound to East Meadow. East Meadow passes up top to Sim. East Meadow with the ball, drives into the basket. Pass tipped away by Sonnenklar. Ball loose, and Joe Malconian will get the ball. Double dribble on Joe Malconian. Joe Malconian not happy with the call, as well as Coach Dewey not happy with the call. No one on Port seems to be happy with that call. I personally didn't notice it. Did you have an opinion on that call right there?
I saw a little bit, but they were saying that he didn't do something close. There's a little bit of a dispute, but ultimately East Meadow ends up at the ball.
So, across the court shot by Harry Nicholson, and fouled on the three-pointer is number 10, Milo Williams. Milo Williams will shoot free throws. I'm not sure if they're going to rule that a three-pointer or a two-pointer attempt, so he will be shooting free throws here. He will be shooting three free throws as the ref comes in.
That's a big mistake. This is how you let East Meadow get back into this game, and Port not do that, giving them three free throws. The only thing they got going for them is in the first quarter, Williams missed two free throws.
As Milo Williams hits the first one, two more foul shots on the way. Second one is good from Williams as East Meadow comes up 31-47. Vikings lead with 50 seconds left in this quarter. So with 45 seconds left in the quarter, Malconian brings it down, guarded by Williams. Pass out up top to Daly. Daly back to Malconian. Malconian drives, crowded paint, spin move, and the shot from Malconian is no good, but the board from Blakeman is in and fouled. N1, Port leads 49-31 as Blakeman goes to the line with 31 seconds left in the third quarter. Blakeman continuing to play big, continuing to play very well. So he'll shoot a foul shot here.
And Lewis Blakeman playing a big game as he misses the free throw. Upping full open this lead to 18 points as we close in on the end of third quarter.
So with about 20 seconds left, Stolten needs to bring it up, guarded by big man Blakeman. Blakeman's gonna play a little bit off of him, up top to the point guard. Point guard will come around, passes it to Harry Nicholson. Shot clock is off with 5 seconds left. 5, 4, and the shot from Nicholson is no good. Port getting the rebound as time expires in the third quarter. We'll be back for the fourth quarter as Port leads 49-31. Port heads take the court, and it'll be exciting to see what happens as we approach the fourth quarter of this Coaches vs. Cancer TYA night. So, fourth quarter is underway. East Meadow has the ball to start as Stolten needs to bring it up, guarded by Matthew Smith for the Vikings. Up top to the point guard, passes it to Williams, guarded by Sonnenkar. Up top, point guard drives in, up to Williams. Williams drives, double team, guarded by Spear. Spear moves inside to the paint. Smith guarding Mizra on the top, no good for the three-pointers. Spear with the rebound.
And he just forced up a deep three-point shot. If he's confident in those, he needs to make those. And he's shown that he hasn't been able to convert those opportunities.
Brandon Caswell with the tip pass there as East Meadow gets it back. Harry Nicholson driving to the basket. Easy lane, and he will convert the 2 points there. On the court for the Vikings is Daly, Sonnenkar, Spear, Smith, and... And Brandon Caswell. So Jets will tip that one out out of bounds. Daly will inbound it for the Vikings.
Port Daly needs to play with aggression.
Absolutely. And Daly inbound to Spear. Spear, big move on Harry Nicholson. Ben Spear back to good. So the point guard bringing it up for Jets. Harry Nicholson a look fake. Out to point guard to corner three. No good off the rim. Brandon Caswell, a fast break to Sonnenkar. Sonnenkar tipped that one out of bounds. That one got away from him there. So the Jets will take it. Inbounding for the Jets will be Chris Corla. Stolten Mizra will bring it up for them here as Caswell looks to be the biggest one on the court right now. He will be guarding Stolten Mizra. Pick and roll. Back up top to Harry Nicholson. Harry Nicholson looks, drives to the foul line. Basket good fader from Harry Nicholson.
He's having a really good second half.
As they cut that lead from 51-35. 6 minutes left in this fourth quarter. Inside to Smith. Smith open, doesn't take the shot, out to Daly. Daly drives in, finds Spear. But they're going to call a 3 second violation again on the Vikings. That's the second one of this second half. Carelessness has got to stop here.
Port cannot let up right now. They need to keep the foot on the gas. Because if they do, leave an opportunity for East Meadow to cut into this lead. 6 minutes off.
As we have 6 minutes and 9 seconds on the board, the ref stopped again. Patel Sonnenkar here to tug in his shirt. So that's the hold up here as East Meadow gets to take it up. Stolten Mizra at the point guard, it looks like. Signaling to number 23, Chris Forler, will have it at the foul line, guarded by Spear. Forler up to Mizra, and Mizra will be good. Timeout by Coach Julie and the Vikings. Vikings looks to talk it over. 30 second timeout.
Vikings
Port leads 51-37 with 5:50 left in this game.
And Port has let this one slip away from them a little bit to start the fourth quarter. They had an 18-point lead and they let East Meadow cut it to 14. So they need to, for the next 2 minutes, just keep playing hard, and then you'll be able to let up a little bit and rest your guys for the next game.
Vikings will inbound it here with 33 on the shot clock and 5:50 on that game clock in this one. Port's leading 51-37. On the court for the Vikings, we have Daly, Melkonian, Blakeman, Spear, and Bellini. Starting lineup out there for the Vikings as they'll go to Spear in the corner. Look for the three, doesn't take it. Up top to Blakeman. Blakeman to Bellini. Bellini inside to Spear. Spear will make a move on Mizra, and Spear good for the basket. Inside the paint, Ben Spear adding points to his total for the night. Fast break here for, tipped away by Spear. Spear looks on defense. Bellini to the corner for the point guard. For East Meadow, no good. Three-pointer, no good. As Vikings will slow down the pace right here. Melkonian bringing the ball up.
That was a great play as the timeout brought up by Coach Cooley.
As you said, a great play right there. Really play right there as Port will get that one tipped away. So East Meadow will take possession here as Harry Nicholson brings the ball up. Harry Nicholson behind the back dribble, shot no good. Fight for the ball as Blakeman will get that rebound. Blakeman out to Daly. Daly drives up the court, guarded by Williams. Williams moving around up to Melkonian. Melkonian looks, drives to the basket, clear lane. Shot good and the foul. Melkonian will shoot one. Basket good.
Port has been playing really within a flow of the offense. Nobody's been forcing up shots. And it's shown. East Meadow, on the other hand, has been doing the opposite. They've been chucking up a lot of threes, not playing well. And that's why Port has an 18-point lead.
He replaces Chris Forler.
To make it 19.
Shot no good by Melkonian there, so he misses that free throw. Vikings lead 55-37 with 4:40 left in the game. East Meadow will pass it up to Sultan Mizra, and he'll make a move on Blakeman, double team. Out to Williams, I'm sorry, correction, Nicholson. Nicholson, three-pointer, no good. Rebound by Bellini. Bellini will take it up to Melkonian. Melkonian comes across the court to the right. Daly drives inside, pass to Spear, basket good. Great play right there by the Vikings. Daly accredited with the assist as Nicholson a look pass out to Dean Lanza. Dean Lanza, three-pointer. Just checked in for the Jets and hits that clutch three-pointer as Vikings lead 57-40 with 3:59 left in this one. Inside to Daly. Daly guarded by Sultan Mizra. Up top to Bellini. Bellini out to Daly. Daly drives inside, and they're going to call a foul. Foul on number two, Harry Nicholson.
And they're going to take it from out of bounds.
Foul is on number two, Harry Nicholson, his third.
17-point lead.
Shooting 1-1 for the
Vikings. 3 minutes and 50 seconds to go in this fourth quarter. So still some work to do. Definitely with a comfortable lead. That's where Daly will shoot too. First shot is good. No substitutions made. Second shot, no good. And Joe Melkonian.
Daly gets one of two. Melkonian ties him up. It's a jump ball. Possession to the Vikings.
Going back to Port. And it's tipped out of bounds by
Out of bounds, deflected by the Jets in the possession.
As the Vikings will now have a bonus. We said it was going to be a physical game, and it has been, as Vikings have that bonus here. While we await the inbound here, I just want to mention, both teams not using very much depth in this one. Port has four guys that have not played, Christian Swerben, sophomore guard, and Bradbury as well. As well as upperclassmen Jacob Katzen and John Levent have not seen the court in this one. So obviously going with that veteran talent, upperclassmen, seniors in this one for the starting lineup, as the starting lineup for Port is still in, as that 20-point lead just keeps getting bigger and bigger. Jump ball called there, and I agree with Melkonian, who was not happy with the call. Looks like a foul to me. I think it's just at the point in the game where they want to keep things a little more close.
Sure, here we go with Harry Nicholson as we just passed the 3-minute mark. Here's East Metal to sing. And Nicholson outside again, guarded by Melkonian. He scores.
Harry Nicholson for two.
Shot way off there. I don't know who that was to. I think it's just late in the game.
Schwartzman into the game for the first time tonight. Contributing in the final few minutes. So here's Lanza. Sing inside. Mizra on the fadeaway, but it is no good. He's had a very on and off game.
As we approach the last 2 minutes in this one, timeout called by Coach Dooley, and it looks as if junior Jacob Katz is looking to check in. Big man coming in. I think it's at the point in the game where it's time for those guys.
It's time for the subs, for sure.
Those starters have worked very hard in this one, and I think it's time for them to get a break. Port going big here with Malconian, Blakeman, Katz, Caswell, and Bellini on the court.
Evan Haber, number 12, Ryan Whitehurst, and number 14, Chris Wade.
So both teams putting in their subs.
They replace Harry Nicholson, Dean Lanza, and Sultan Mirza. 2:09 to go in the fourth quarter. Vikings lead 62-42.
And here's Caswell to Christian Swordsley. Moose Blakeman, who is still in the game. Back to Melkonian, a strong attack. And to Moose Blakeman. He gets inside and puts it up, but no good.
Melkonian grabs the board, puts it in.
And he's able to get on that rebound and able to put it in for two.
As Chris Bradbury approaches the scorer's table looking to check in, obviously some of that depth for Port ready to go in. Subs being made for the Vikings.
Chris Bradbury. He replaces Joe Melkonian.
Joe Melkonian takes a well-earned break in this one.
So now you've got four subs, one starter. That one started being Lewis Blakeman. This one's Wilson. He gets inside. Spin move. Goes it inside, and he goes out of bounds. It looked like he had a shot there. It looked like he was able to put it up, but he instead passed it up and tried to put it in some of his
places. So as we approach the final minute of this one, not much that East Meadow can do at this point. 64-42 point lead for the Vikings. We are now officially in that last minute, and time to see what these backups could do.
Four turns and over, the Jets take the ball.
And
final.
Do you think it's good to try to play well at the end of the game, or do you just think...
Yes and no. As we approach the final 30 seconds of this one, you do want to play well because you want to have that positive mentality going into the next one. But I mean, at this point, you know, guys are tired. It's Tuesday night. They're not focused on really playing their best basketball right now. They're focused on getting this one done and getting home. As we have 5 seconds left, as they will dribble it out, there's the final second, and this one is over. Port wins. 64-42.
64 over the Jets. 42. Thank you very much for coming out to the 2019 Coaches vs. Cancer NBYA night. We hope you have
what did you see from this game that gave Port the advantage?
You know, I really didn't think they were going to have the advantage. Looking at warm-ups, I saw a lot of great talent on that East Meadow side. It looked like it was going to be a tough one all game for Port, but they had quick passing, big play inside, and I think just overall more experience with that starting lineup. I think the key for them in this one was key interior play by Daly, Spear, and Blakeman.
Sure, and they also got in transition a lot in the third quarter. So, you said earlier that East Meadow looked a bit more talented.
I think that's going to all but wrap things up for our broadcast here. We hope you enjoyed this Tuesday night broadcast. Coaches vs. Cancer, PYA night for the Vikings. And great win by the Vikings in this one. We'll be back within a couple of weeks with our next home game.
Thank you guys for listening. Anything else you got to say?
That's all I got. Have a great night. And this has been Triple Threat Radio on WBOT Port Washington.